Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well on this beautiful day. I pray that you are in perfect health and spirits this morning and that your week is off to a good start. This morning, I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 17. But the person who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6, 1, I'm sorry, yes, 1 Corinthians 6 and 17. This morning I want to encourage you, this is what the scripture says, but the person who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Everywhere you go today, allow God to go to, because he's already there, but allow him to come and know that he is there with you. We need to train ourselves, especially in today's world, today's society, with all that's going on, to be constantly aware that God is inside of us, talking to us, teaching us, counseling us, empowering us, and indulging us with himself. We need to continually remind ourselves that we are one spirit with him. So that means every time we face a problem, every time we face an evil spirit that tries to come and hinder us or influence our lives, God is facing that same spirit. We need to meet those things with God because God has already overcome them. When we try to do them ourselves, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. We need God with us. So every morning when you get up, I encourage you to look into the mirror and speak truth into life, into the atmosphere, and say, I am united to the Lord, and I have become one spirit with him. Body, everywhere you go today, God goes. God is in you. The power of God is, the wisdom of God is in you. The victory of God is in you. Speak life. Let it be known. When you speak it, everyone else will see it. Say that to yourself every day, as many times a day that you have to. Keep doing it until you just automatically are in the zone, in the spirit, where when things come to you, you are reminded of the reality that God is living inside of you. Father God, I thank you this morning for the breath of life that you've breathed inside of us. I thank you, Lord God, for your love, your amazing love, Lord God, that never fails and never leaves us astray, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of truth, your spirit of peace, your spirit of love that resides in us, Lord God. Remind us the spirit of strength that we have. Remind us that you are in us, dwelling in us, Lord God. As we go out today, Lord God, and we face this world, Lord God, as we go out every day and we face this world, remind us daily that you are with us and that you are in us, Lord God, and that your spirit is true. Lord, let others see you when they see us. Let them know, Lord God, that we are walking with you and that your spirit is in us. Have your way with us like never before, Lord God. Lead us, Lord God, out of all the things that are trying to hinder our lives, Lord God. Lead us to the journey that you created for us. Guide us. Tap us on our shoulders, Lord God, when we're trying to listen to something else that is not of you, Lord God. Remind us that you are walking with us and that you are walking in us. Remind us that when we are being tempted, Lord God, to lash out or react, Lord God. Remind us that, Lord God. Remind us when someone is trying to give us something other than who we are, Word, Lord God, other than the jewels that you created us to be. Remind us, Lord God, that you are in us so that we would know that our body is a temple and a sacrifice, Lord God, living, breathing life that bears your spirit, Lord God. Remind us today, Lord God. Remind us today when our body feels one way that we can say that we are healed and we can stand in strength and in perfect peace of our body, Lord God. Remind us that today, Lord God. Cover us, touch us, Lord God, so that when others see us, they see you. It is in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Love, I love you. God bless you. If you have a moment, I want to play a song that I absolutely adore, and it blesses me continually in this walk. And I pray that this song would be a blessing to you this morning. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Again, be blessed. be loved, be all that God calls you to be, because, again, Creator, I say this all the time, and I just want to always constantly remind you, greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. The world doesn't stand a chance when it comes to the victory you already have in Christ. Now, I'm hoping I can get this song playing. It's giving me a little, it's taking a little second, but I'm going to try it one more time, and hopefully this song can be a blessing to you. If not, I'm going to give you the link for you to go and listen to it, but this song, I've been singing it for about two and a half years now, and it never gets old. I love it, I love it, I love it, and it will bless you. It's by the J.J. Link Band. Hold on, a little commercial coming on.
Thank you. Your mouth on your side. 75% of people think an unhealthy mouth can make you less confident in a presentation. Take control and let your ear.
Okay, here you are. God bless you, love. Be blessed.